This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Tuesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 377.5, down 1.25. May corn, 385.5, down 1.25. July corn, 393.5, down 1. March soybeans, 1016, up 16.75. May soybeans, 1018.75, up 17.25. July soybeans, 1023, up 17.75. March wheat, 505.75, no change. May wheat, 503.75, down 0.25. July wheat, 508.25, down 0.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Country Grain prices ended mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Soybeans today posted gains due to the Brazilian trucker strike, which was slowing their harvest. In northern and western Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted shale corn bids mostly down a penny at $3.52 to $3.73. Soybean bids were up 14 to 17 cents at $9.86 to $10.07. In central Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted shale corn bids down a penny at $3.46 to $3.75. Soybean bids up 13 to 19 cents at $9.94 to $10.26. In the southern part of the state, shale corn bids were down 1 to 2 cents at $3.62 to $3.79. Soybean bids gained 19 cents at $9.97 to $10.34. And wheat bids were steady to 2 cents higher at $4.10 to $4.88. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 12 to 17 higher at 10.22 to 10.31. Basis ended steady to a nickel lower, ranging from 6 to 15 over the March. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $3.76.90 to $3.86.90. That's up $8.60 per ton, with basis steady, range from 20 to 30 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bid steady to a penny lower at $3.80 to $3.87, with basis steady to a penny higher at 2 to 9 over the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed at $3.71 to $3.78, with basis steady to 3 cents stronger at 7 under to option March. Soybeans ended up 13 to 17 at 10.23 to 10.30, with basis steady to 4 cents lower at 7 to 14 over the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids steady to a penny lower at $3.96 to $3.98. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 16 to 17 cents, with quotations at $10.58 to $10.61. Soft red winter wheat steady at $5.06 to $5.26. And the Milo ended mixed, ranging from 438 to 463. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 362 to 380. New crop soybean bids at 939 to 953. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 365 up to 380, with the new crop soybean bids at 941 to 972. And in the southern part of the state on Tuesday, new crop corn bids range from 367 to 380, new crop soybean bids at 936 to 963, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois. Those bids range from 468 up to 496. That completes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Tuesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, 156.65, up 62 cents. April live cattle, 145.57, down $1.52. June feeder cattle, 138.92, down $1.27. March feeder cattle, 195.60, down $2.47. April feeder cattle, 194.62, down $2.42. May feeder cattle, 194.32, down $2.30. April lean hogs, 68.57, up 25 cents. May lean hogs, 79.05, up 80 cents. June lean hogs, 82.97, up 57 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 24th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $3.56 higher in the range of $52 to $66, with the weighted average carcass price of $63.33. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $1 to $3 lower, with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 23 to 29, 4 to 5 weights 26 to 32, 5 to 6 weights 28 to 34, and 6 weights and up 33 to 37. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $33 to $42. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 9,042 head. And now for the opening report from the Shelbyville Sale Barn. They had receipts of 331 head. Starting with the steers and heifers were $1 to $2 lower. Holstein steers were $3 to $4 lower. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were $157 to $165.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, $146 to $152, and choice slaughter heifers were $157 to $163.50. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 455 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $71, and that was 59 cents lower. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were $157 and on a dress basis $252. Heifers on a live basis traded at $157 to $159 and no reportable trade on a dress basis. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at $109,000. That compares to $109,000 last week and $117,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at $407,000. That compares to $405,000 last week and $414,000 a year ago. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $244.24. That was $3.16 higher, with select carcasses at $242.65, that was $3.27 higher. Now the report from Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction. They had receipts of 878 bales, alfalfa premium quality, large squares, $63 a bale, small squares, good quality, $4 a bale, alfalfa grass hay, good quality, large rounds, $31, and orchard grass, good quality, small squares, $4 a bale. Mixed grass, good quality small squares, $3 a bale. And Reed's Canary grass, fair quality large rounds for $20 a bale. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Last week, the United States Department of Agriculture presented its view of the commodity markets. Todd Gleason has this review of the numbers.
Thursday, USDA Acting Chief Economist Robert Johansson made a presentation on the current agricultural landscape during the 2015 USDA Agricultural Outlook Forum. Interestingly, he set the tone by showing how commodity prices have been trending downward for more than 60 years. Even more amazing is that on average, Americans have steadily spent less on food each decade for the past 9 decades. Nearly 25% of disposable income was used to purchase food in the 1930s. This number has now dropped to about 10%. The acting chief economist took up commodity crops in detail. He explained global supplies of wheat, corn, and soybeans are plentiful. The planet, he says, will have more than 113 days of soybeans at the end of the marketing year. This is a record supply. However, demand for the miracle crop remains very strong, with most of the world's soybean exports going to China. These are primarily supplied by the United States, Brazil, and Argentina. Well, the U.S. is expected to be the planet's largest exporter of soybeans for the 2015-16 marketing year. That's the fall of this year's harvest. But Brazil should take the title in the following year and beyond. USDA projects Brazil's market share of soybean exports will grow to 46% by 2024, while the U.S. share is expected to fall to 33%. The U.S. is expected to remain the world's largest exporter of corn, with its share of the global corn trade growing from 40% in the coming marketing year to 45% over the next 10 years. This year, the Agricultural Outlook Forum projects U.S. farmers are likely to plant 89 million acres of corn and 83.5 million acres of soybeans. Johansson says the marketing year average cash price for fall 2015 corn is expected to be just $3.50 a bushel. The marketing year average soybean price is forecast at $9 a bushel. Well, the number of acres sown to coarse grains like barley, oats, and sorghum are expected to go up. That's based on strong demand from China. Chinese demand has propped up sorghum prices and export demand for all these feed grains. USDA reports overall acreage at about 255 million nationwide. Still, that's down about 3.3 million from last year. CRP acreage is also expected to decline. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
As the saying goes, it's not about what you say, but what you do. Social media specialist Dan Toland says that's the key for those in agriculture to connect with consumers.
It's how you prove yourself. Be your authentic self. Back up what you say with your actions online and show that you authentically care, and that goes a long way.
Toland says it's easy to see through facades online, so it's very important for agriculturalists to be authentic. He says connecting through social media provides a learning opportunity.
Social media is quickly evolving. There's no way that what we're doing today is going to have the same effectiveness 5 years down the road. So it's about constantly learning and having that attitude of there's something new I can learn today, there's something I can change, there's something I can do to better connect with people using these platforms.
Toland says the internet is more important today than ever before and is one good business practice.
Good businesses that tell their stories the right way online, that connect with their audience, are the ones that will keep moving ahead and being players in the future.
That's social media specialist Dan Toland. There are quite a few deadlines approaching with the end of February. I spoke with CJ Liddell for some conservation deadlines that farmers may want to keep in mind.
On the 27th of February, the application should be turned in at your local NRCS office. And once you make the application, then we can get into more specifics as to what CSB can do for you. And we can develop the plans and come up with the enhancements that you can do. So that's the first one. The other one I'd like to talk about would be the EQIP program. EQIP, you can come in, sign up at any time, but you want to come on in and get it, sign up as well. We have already had one batching period for it, but we also are looking for new applications to come in so that we can have a log of who wants to do work as well. So we never know how the money flows. Sometimes we will have an excess of funds. We don't get all of it spent out of the first round. And we can move on off into the second round of batching. And the one that we're really wanting to look at would be the livestock industry for the CMPs, getting those looked at.
Why should farmers strive for signing up for these programs?
Well, with the CSP program, it assists you in implementing best management practices. As you know, we talk about the nutrient reduction that we're going toward and the BMPs that applies to it. So with CSP, you can implement some of those BMPs, such as nutrient management, no-tilling if you haven't been doing it in the past, cover crops. Some of those things that you can look at doing as far as practices or enhancements that you can do, which will go further as to that nutrient reduction that we are needing to achieve. With EQIP, you're looking at those erosion concerns that are happening out there in the field. You have the gully erosion, the ephemeral erosion. You can even apply cover crops with EQIP. You can do nutrient management with EQIP. And so both of those programs look at applying best management practices that will help with the environment and reducing some of the natural resource concerns that we have out there that is occurring.
That's NRCS District Conservationist CJ Liddell. Nearly $50,000 worth of agriculture scholarships and rural community improvement grants will be awarded to Central and Southern Illinois youth later this spring. Farm Credit Illinois Agricultural Lending Cooperative has plans to present 22 $1,500 scholarships to college-bound high school seniors who are pursuing an agriculture-related curriculum and award as many as 60 $250 grants to 4-H clubs and FFA chapters to implement an improvement project with their local community. Scholarship selections are based on a combination of academic achievement, participation, and leadership in school and community organizations, and the applicant's commitment to an agricultural career. To be eligible, scholarship applicants must be a high school senior who is planning to enroll in a college or university during the fall of 2015 semester with the pursuit of an agriculture-related academic major and career. Applicants also must reside in or their family must farm in one of the 60 Southern Illinois counties served by Farm Credit Illinois. Online applications for the scholarships and grants are available at www.farmcreditil.com. The deadline for both applications is February 27th. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besch. Thanks for tuning in.